Blog Talk Radio.
Today, at least that's what it told me. Okay, guys, are you ready for some more rock and roll? Because this is going to be cool. This is going to be super cool. Yeah, not super fly, super cool. Oh, help me, please, God. Okay, here is the Beatles, Twist and Shout. Now, their producer at one point said they had to end the show with Twist and Shout, simply because once they had done this song, John's voice was shredded and he couldn't sing anything else. His voice was gone. So they always saved this song for the end of the show. And that's why, because John just couldn't sing after that. Incapable. Might as well have gone in and ripped out his throat for all that, because that's what the song did basically to his vocal cords. So, okay, here's the Beatles, Twist and Shout.
Take it up, baby. Twist and shout. Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
I knew you would.
His voice would be shredded after that. He's singing at the top of his lungs, and they had to sing loud because all the screaming girls, they couldn't hear themselves, let alone anybody else hear them. It was, oh my goodness. You know, before this, did that happen before the 60s? Was there so many screaming females that the artist couldn't hear themselves? I don't know. Did that happen in the 50s? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it did. Well, Elvis started in the 50s, so yeah, okay, it happened in the 50s. Strange. I never did quite understand that, but that's okay. Hey, you know what? That's okay. If that's what they needed to do to make themselves feel better or feel whatever they were trying to feel, fine. I guess. That's all right. All right. Let's hear Neil McCoy now for Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On.
Oh, yeah. Billy's at the bar. He's been there all night. First 10 beers he's had since her goodbye. Hey! Hey, she left him broke in his new truck. He don't smoke, but he lights one up. Temporary fix for his heartache. He's hurting bad, but he's feeling great. He's on the dance floor yelling free bird. When he gets home, but right now his worries are gone. Life looks good, good, good. Billy's got his beer goggles on. Hey! A lot of drunks get real mean. They'll pick a fight over anything. Billy wants to laugh, that's why he's here. You won't see him cry unless you spill his beer. Goggles on. fingers am I holding up, Billy? Get up, Billy.
Get up, Billy. Get up. Oh, leave him alone. He's going to have a tough enough time getting up in the morning. Don't make him get up now. My goodness. All right. How about Van Morrison, Brown-Eyed Girl?
When the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with a heart to thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. And whatever happened, the Tuesday is so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high at a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, just like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
Come back on. I kept pushing that button and nothing happened. All right. Next up, we're just going to have all kinds of fun, you guys. That's what today's all about. It's just having fun. Jay and the Americans, come a little bit closer.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man.
they was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
Did like that song. I thought it was fun. I was like, well, that'll teach your dirty little rat. You know, you got to know what you're walking into, you know. Then if you choose to walk into it, you just deal with it because it's your own fault. But you got to know what you're walking into, all right? That's, it can't be nobody's fault but yours. If you don't know what you're walking into, you did it to yourself because you didn't find out. There you go. All right, here is Journey Faithfully. This goes out to special program.
Highway runs into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love.
I love it. I love that song. When you sit here and you think about just a certain person, you know, that song just kind of wraps itself around your heart. I like it. All right, here's one that I think Brandon's going to like. Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Last night, a little angel.
Fun? I haven't heard that in years. They used to play it all the time when we had the record store. I tell you, you got tired of hearing it. They played it so often. But that's when MTV was just starting out. So they had a fairly short playlist at that point, and things repeated. Let's see, we were at the store from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, and they must have had things on a repeat. You heard this at least 3 or 4 times a day. So along with Sting and you know, Michael Jackson, Thriller, and a bunch of those other ones that were popular back then, that brings back some memories, that's for sure. Anyway, here is another one that we used to hear a lot at the record store by Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Oops, sorry. I had to answer a message I got. So anyway, things are beginning to happen, and it's because I'm just kind of putting it in God's hands, I think, and saying, you know what we need, you know what we want. I'll leave it up to you as to how it happens and when. You know we want it as soon as possible. Have at it. Whatever you need to have happen for us. So things are starting to happen. It really is. You just got to kind of give up and let go. You know, that's hard to do. Especially for me, I'm a Libra. That's really hard to do. But I'm learning. There are other people that do it just as well. So here is Boston. I haven't heard Boston in so... Bring some of my Boston cream pie. Oh, not cream cake. Boston cream pie. It's two different things, okay? Hey, you know what? I would take a banana cream pie with chocolate covering on it. That works for me. Coconut cream pie with chocolate. That all works. We can do all that. That's fine. Strawberry with chocolate. I'm making myself sugar hungry here, and I can't do that. So let's get on with the meat. Boston, more than a feeling.
Turned off the music, start my day, and got myself.
All right. That brings back a lot of memories. Oh, yeah. Music. Well, when I was a preteen and a teenager, Friday night music was attached to bad memories, okay, because it always included my stepdad. And that was never a good time. But once I was married, music was always attached to good memories. And I know I've led everybody to believe that it was a horrible, horrible marriage. And in some ways it was, but only toward the last 10 years. You know, the first 10 years was very, very sweet, very nice. I was well taken care of. The second 10 years was sort of a transition, a growth period for me, if you will. And then shit happened. But anyway, that's just the progression of it. And it's been done for quite a long time now. So it doesn't have any bad feelings to it anymore. I don't feel it anymore. But the music never has bad memories to it. And that's what I like. I like to be able to listen to the music that I heard during all those years and not have bad memories popping up. It's always good feelings and good memories and things that happened that were funny or whatever. And I like that. That makes music a very special thing. If you need to change a mood or you need to take care of something and make it better, always include music. That'll help a lot. It really will help a lot. All right, here we go with B.B. Winans, Love and Freedom. And I'd never heard this song before today. I just found it, thought I'd play it, see what it's like. I'm playing it for you guys now, too. B.B. Winans, Love and Freedom.
Thank you, thank you. Now, we're going to sing some old songs, some new songs, some songs you may like, some songs you don't like. I want to act like you like all the songs, all right? So right now, I want you to put those hands together. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Background, help me say instead of freedom. Where the fences are down and fear cannot be found. No matter what the case may be, you said and how long. I said we're talking love. When we're talking about you and me, how you unlocked my heart, set it free. Now I'm living and feeling once again that we're talking love. Oh, when you touch me, I felt really old. I will always cherish and adore. Cause I know in you I found forevermore. And I found
you unlocked it hard and you said
Yeah, that song was worth finding this morning. And I had some computer problems this morning. I couldn't think, where did they come from? What happened? I lost a couple of shortcuts off of my screen, and it's like, what is going on? It looked like somebody just got into my computer and scrambled everything, and I don't know how they could do that because it's password protected and all that stuff. And the VPN and all that stuff is on there. I don't know how they would do that, but who knows? Who knows? Stranger things have happened lately, especially. So anyway, I just found that while I was looking for something else, and I thought, you know, I wonder what that one's like. Because it was another song I was that had freedom in it, and about love being freedom and things. And it was a beautiful song. I was looking for that one. I didn't find that one, but I found this one instead by B.B. Winans, Love and Freedom. And it's a good song. It's a good song. I'm glad you liked that, Brandon. You can add it to your playlist. You got another song. There you go. There you go. All right, here's Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares to You.
Since you've been gone, I can do what you planted, mama, in your backyard. Oh, died when you went away. And I know living with me, baby, is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try.
Chris Cornell, and he was in a, he started a band called Audio Slave, and they're pretty good too. You might check them out as well. Yeah, when you ask somebody you care about what favorite, they come up with Chris Cornell, and you find out that Chris Cornell started Audio Slave, and that's their favorite band. It kind of all kind of, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, just kind of falls into place, you know, and then you got to put the frame around it so it doesn't come back apart. Anyway, I'd never heard of either one of them. Well, I'd heard Chris Cornell's name before, but never actually listened to his music. And about a month ago, I started hearing this stuff and found out from my friend that this is Chris Cornell doing all this good stuff. Well, hey, here's one I know Brandon's going to like. And I like it. I have liked it since the 80s. This is George Thorogood. Move it on over.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. Move it on over. Rock it on over. Move over, little dog. A mean old dog. She told me not to mess around.
always did like him. I got to meet him once. I was the receptionist before I became the traffic director at KGA, KDRK in Spokane, Washington, at the front desk, and he just walked through the front door. "Hi, I'm George Thorogood. You got anybody I can talk to?" I went, "Huh?" It was a country station. And, yes, I had had the record store before that, so I kind of knew who George Thorogood was. But seeing them out of context, it takes you a minute to equate it to what you've been seeing on the videos and hearing and stuff like that. And yeah, he says, "Yeah, see on my glasses right here, see the little GT, that stands for, I see that, honey, I see that, I believe you, hang on, let me get somebody for you." So I went back and got Tom Newman, who was one of our top DJs at the time, and he came out and talked to him. He ended up on the air for a few minutes. Now, this is a country station he walked into, so it was kind of different, but it was fun. He was very nice. I don't know if he's changed since then or not, but he was very nice at that point. So, hey, he gets points from me. I'm not going to say nothing bad about him because I don't have anything bad to say. So it was really interesting. It was totally cool. Yeah, that's really cool. And who else? Somebody else. Guy, let's see, his daddy was a country music star. He was a country music star, and I can't remember their name. I remember the hair, though. It was one of those afros, and he was blonde, so that was different. But, yeah, I got to meet him and just talk to him. They're just regular people, guys. They don't like it when they're always treated like stars and something special. I mean, there's a place for that, yes. But when they're just doing their thing, they want to be treated like people. That's all, just people. Kenny Rogers is the same way, was the same way. You know, and that's what kind of opened my eyes to the fact that these guys don't need to be adored and worshipped. They need to be admired and respected for what they can do, for their talent, for their willingness to share their talent with everybody else, and the ability to do so. But don't put them on a pedestal. Don't idolize them. Just admire them for the talent that they are. Yes, get an autograph if you want to. Have them write on your shirt, whatever you want. Get a date if you want to. What the heck? There's nothing wrong with that. But treat them like people. Treat them like people because they are people. All right? So I hadn't thought about meeting George Thorogood in a long, long time until I heard this song. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, I did get to meet a few people when I worked at the radio station. Charlie Pride walked in to the radio station in Phoenix once. That was really kind of cool. Not much happened in Phoenix. It was just, you know, they went to the bigger stations. We weren't one of the biggest stations in Phoenix. In Spokane, we were the number one station of that market in the whole Pacific Northwest, including California. So there was a reason to come see us there, you know. In Phoenix, it wasn't so good. But anyway, I just wanted to share stuff. It's fun to talk about your past experiences like that sometimes. And nobody can talk back to me. So there you go, kind of like captive audience. All right, we're going to hear Aerosmith now. Someday I would like to meet Steven Tyler. I think that would be a gas. I would like to meet Steven Tyler. Okay, here's Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Like this. Oh, yeah. I remember who it was I met up there at KGA again was David Frizzell. His dad was Lefty Frizzell. I didn't get to meet Lefty Frizzell. I met David Frizzell. And he was a very, very nice guy. He was there for an interview on KDRK. And I got to talk to him for a minute, and I went in there and made a correction on the log while he was in there, and he joked at me, so I quipped at him back. And I don't think they expected that, but I just never was awed by those people. They're people. But I grew up with music. I was married to a guitar player in a band, and a traveling band, so I met a lot of people. And it was just, it was a whole different ball game to be able to meet them, like, at a radio station when they came in for an interview. That was kind of a different atmosphere about it. So it was good, yeah. David Frizzell was country western, but he was a big name. He was a big name. Okay, let's go with one that I've just learned in the last couple months. It's a band called Coldplay and their song, Yellow.
Jumped across for you. all the things that you did.
I like that song. I really do. Now next, I'm going to play a song to you that's very, very special to me. It has kind of become a song between me and someone very special to me. Here is Chris Cornell, again, doing a song that was originally Led Zeppelin, but I like the way Chris does it better, called Thank You.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumbled to the sea, there would still be you and me. Kind woman, I give you my woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain, whispers of the pain, tears and love lost in the days gone by. I love you strong, but you there is no wrong. Together we shall go until we die. Inspiration is what you are to me. Inspiration, look and see. So today my world that smiles, mine, we walk a mile. Thanks to you, this will be done. 'Cause you to me are the only one. Happiness no more be sad. Happiness, I am glad. Drops of rain, whispers of the pain, tears and love lost in the days gone by. Our love is strong, but you there is no wrong. Together we shall go until we die. Inspiration is what you are. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumbled to the sea, there would still be you and me.
touches my heart. And, well, one reason is because it's extra special to me, of course. You know, but, yeah, I like it. It makes me smile. It makes my heart smile when I hear that song. You know, I like that. I do like it. All right, how about Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs? Woolly Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
In Major League. Yeah. And it's The Class Screw Up. It's his favorite song. You got, no, it's not Major League. Oh, what is the name of that? What is the name of that? Anyway, yes, you got, you, I'll find out what the name of that movie is and I'll let you know, because you got to watch this movie if you get a chance. Because this is so funny. Sean Penn is the character that loves this song. You got, it's hilarious. It's totally hilarious. All right. Exile, Kiss You All Over.
I've been thinking about you, babe, you're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be a fantasy. I'm with you, babe, I can't believe it's true. When you land in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. I need you, yeah.
kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby. Here with me, near with me, feeling you close to me, baby. So show me everything you do. 'Cause baby, no one does it quite like you. I love you. I need you. Oh, baby. I wanna kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over.
I love every song I played. They're fantastic. Rock and roll is great. It's great. It's got sad songs. It's got breakup songs. It's got love songs. It's got happy songs. It's got dance songs. It's got everything. And, you know, I know there are a lot of genres that do, but they're not as upbeat and uplifting and go get 'em as rock and roll. So, hey, yeah, Tuesday and Thursday, rock and roll, guys, rock and roll. Now, Sunday is going to be an hour of gospel music, but it's going to be mostly Elvis music because I seem to know that you guys really, really like the Elvis gospel music. So I'll play mostly Elvis gospel music on Sunday. Not all, but mostly. Okay, so come and have some dose of Elvis gospel music on Sunday. He used to do that every night he performed. After the last concert, he and the guys would either meet in the back or up in his room and just sing and play gospel music until dawn. And they did that every night. And he did, for a long time, he did 2 concerts a day, 7 days a week. So the man basically was just working himself to death is basically what happened. And it was not he himself that was doing it. It was his manager, the colonel, looking him that way. But not a good thing. Not a good thing. But anyway, that's how it was. And that's where his gospel got so practiced, so sharp, so beautiful. Because they did it every day. So there you go, guys. Now, come and join me Sunday, okay? And that's what we'll do on Sunday. In the meantime, here's Marvin Gaye. Heard it through the grapevine. Maybe. It just won't play. There it goes. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.